the notion of narrating one's own story online, because we're doing it anyway. Or if we're not, it's being done to us, is the thing, right? This is, you know, this is the world that we're now in forevermore, is that to most, to the overwhelming majority, to the 99.999, you know, 69% of humanity, you are what the search engines find when someone puts your name in. Do you or do you not want to participate in that narrative? To that article, right? You know, so there's no technical solution to preventing a reputation attack, you know, but there is the possibility of at least asserting your own, again, representation of yourself, right? Which can, if it coexists with that other stuff, powerfully counteract it. The generation of parents and teachers have, in some sense, abdicated what could be a leadership role and a teaching role in this situation, right? Because what the messages that you hear from parents and teachers and educators about things like, in particular, MySpace and Facebook is be afraid, look at all the ways you can screw up, right? Look at all the ways you can do something that'll dog you for the rest of your life, okay? And that message is out there in spades. I saw a TV commercial recently when I was out in Redmond. I don't know if it's been around elsewhere. There's a teenage girl walking around town, and all these strangers come up to her, and they say, hey, nice pink T-shirt and stuff. And like they've been actually, people have been like stalking her through her postings and know all this stuff about her, right? And the tagline was, think before you post, right? So all of that messaging is out there. But where is the message that says, here's how to do it right? Here's how to do it in a responsible and a professional way, in a way that is in tune with your lifelong interests, right? And, you know, your professional goals.